There wasn't room for us sticking on it. They'd ride us on our backs. There wasn't room for us to ride on with the load, so we had to walk. Well, we walked and walked and walked, a terrible walk. And freezing cold was. And we went out at 11 o'clock at night, was when we went out. And that was 4 o'clock in the morning when we got back. We never got back, I mean, we had to hang on the back of the car and let the car, horse and cart, drag us through the mud, and the mud was all over. Well, we didn't think nothing about that. And when we got in, they said they'd make some tea and that, and I didn't want no tea, I was dead tired, I got down to it. And we pulled all the hay out of the loft of this here farm, because we didn't go inside, because the Germans were still chasing us. We lay down on that, and I lay down, and about 5:30 in the morning, I heard somebody saying, I heard him over the plane saying, come on, my lads, get up, tighten your girths, get out of the village and don't make a noise, Jerry's in the other end. And I went to get up and I couldn't move. No. You see all the other men moving, stirring, and I couldn't move. Couldn't move my arms or legs. Well, what I said to myself, I wondered why, and I said, well, you must be dead. And I thought I was dead. But I wasn't dead, I thought I was dead. That's what I thought. Couldn't think nothing else why I couldn't move. But anyway, somebody must have kicked me or something, because I suddenly could move. But what must have happened, when I lay down, it was freezing so cold that I was all wet. My arms had got froze to my body like, and my legs had got froze like that together, with all the muck and dirt. And I wasn't strong enough, you know, to break it, to someone knock me over. And that's when I thought I was dead.
So?
Yeah, ain't it enough?
Yeah.